brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with listeners. I'm just going to lay it all out here on the table on this 21st day of February 2013, Thursday edition. This radio broadcast is growing by leaps and bounds, and we definitely more and more have the attention of the American people to a great extent, and the people of the world. At least we have the attention of people that are trying to find out what's happening. And that is just an incredible responsibility. And I have a wonderful team of reporters, researchers, crew, you the listeners, the supporters, our friends in the media worldwide who love liberty as well. But occasionally I listen to a rebroadcast of a show or part of it, and sometimes I'm really spot on. Other times it is a bunch of gibbering. Because it is real, and it's teleprompter-free, and there's no producer telling me what to do, I'm in charge. But as I've said to the globalists many times, they're in charge of the world, they're not in charge of themselves. And it's the same thing. I'm in charge, but I'm not really in charge of myself when it comes to this radio broadcast. And I think back to shows I did 10 years ago, even. And I've gone back and listened to some of those where I was even more focused and would go through more news and get to more calls. And in ways, the broadcast has gotten more informative, and I've gotten more informed when it comes to how the world works, as we all do. A wise man knows how little he knows. The fool thinks he knows everything. But I don't want to say this broadcast is in a rut, because we've added a lot of new things to it. It's gotten better. We've got the reporters, more and more special news pieces. It's just that at the level this broadcast has already made it, I am going to attempt to really shake the show up. And a lot of that means, do I screen the phone calls as well? Because, you know, sometimes I open the phones up on a specific topic, best calls in the world. But if I just open it up to general stuff, it's guys calling in who are on their day off or are already into a half bottle of whiskey, which is fine. It's just that I'm not sitting around, you know, at the local VFW shooting the breeze, you know, having a few suds. So there's that issue. There's the issue of the frustration of every day I come in here, and I've scanned over before I got here, and then when I get here, sometimes 200 articles, usually about 100. I've got all these video clips, all these reports, all this incredible information, all these insights to try to transmit to you. But I get so excited and go into a rant mode, and the first hour is generally the best hour for my content. And then we usually have guests on, because I know that I tend to degenerate by the second and third hour. And it's on the days where I don't have guests, where I decide to not have guests, that becomes evident. And I'm probably overanalyzing this. It's just that these are extraordinary times we're in. Very extraordinary times. And so I must, absolutely must, get myself to the point of where I'm in control. Because I'll say I'm going to go to your calls, I don't go to them. Or when I do, I let a caller go too long. Or I say I'm going to cover something in the next hour, I start covering it right then, and then never fully cover it. And it's just, I'm going to tell you, you've got this commitment from Alex Jones. Because we're getting on more and more stations, because more and more InfoWars.com is a household name, because of the responsibility we've got, because nobody's telling me up my game. I'm saying it. I'm saying it. A lot of times I'm a travesty. And people come up and thank me and say how great I am, and it's like punching me in the stomach, because I just want to beat the tyrants, and then I know how horrible I am, and these people are counting on me. It's I don't know how to explain it. One of my good friends had a heart attack a few weeks ago, and he was telling me that, you know, he got mad. He felt like he let his family down. 60-something years old, having a heart attack. And somebody that doesn't know what it is to be a man, they don't understand that. A man with children, a man with responsibilities. It's like people are saying, oh, you're so great, and it makes you go, oh, man, I got to do even better. You see what I'm saying? It's like, that's why it's painful when you tell me how great I am, because I know the potential is like 500 times better. We'll be right back with incredibly important news. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know how anyone out there could say that they're bored. A great animating contest between the forces of total despotism and a scientific worldwide technocratic tyranny are attempting to eradicate what we know of as the normal operating system of the human species and evolve us, I put that in quotes, devolve us, into their technotronic man-machine interface age, of which only a select few will enter in the future. And I have some articles on the technological front that integrate in and illustrate are illustrative of what I want to cover on that subject, and I'll do that later in the second hour today. I will get to it. We're also going to look at the destabilized Middle East program. Why are the globalists putting radicals in charge everywhere? How does it tie into the larger geopolitical systems? We're also going to look at John Kerry, the Secretary of State, the globalist, the skull and bones member, running around pushing climate change and carbon taxes is the most important thing America faces, his first speech as Secretary of State. The national and local media in Wisconsin has gone into conniption fit overdrive over the sheriff, Clark, in Milwaukee County, and what he said on this show. And before I even saw this article this morning, I intended to come on air and call yet again, but here we are a few months later with an update for a second American revolution, but a peaceful revolution ahead of them starting a violent one. And the sheriff agreed. He said, it'll be up to the American people when this is going to start. The American people will decide when to push back, not me. And they're scared of Clark because I've read his resume. The guy's like a super cop before he became sheriff of that county. And they're afraid of the now 400. It's now over 400. It was 350 just of 4 or 5 days ago, sheriff saying they're going to fight the New World Order. And look, the intel's out. Okay, it's not like it's our opinion we're going into a tyranny, as Sheriff Clark has said. I mean, they're really afraid of focused, handsome, smart, with great record police officers, sheriffs, but anybody else that can be a leader. And they really hate this guy because he's black. And I saw something special in him in the TV interviews I saw. That's why we got him on. They're really scared of people like this. You know why? Because conservatives and libertarians would follow somebody like Clark in a minute. In a minute. And they want division. They don't want unity. They don't want us having unity under liberty, under private property, under due process, under the family, under law and order enshrined in the Second Amendment, what made this country so powerful. Because this country's got a lot of evil in its history. But compared to other nations, which they never teach you about, we have been the best. The best in science, the best in sports, the best in research, the best in development, the best in courage, the best in war. Because we had the best shot at freedom, a head start on everybody else. That's why they don't teach you the founders tried to get rid of slavery, but the British government threatened to reinvade if they did. They don't tell you slavery was going on every other place in the world at that time. They only tell you America. Because they want to demonize the republic and the idea in it. Because it's anathema to monopolies. It's anathema to cartels. It's anathema to royalty and insiders. What is royalty? It is generational mafia. It is generational strongmen. It is North Korea. I predict within another generation they'll be wearing gold crowns. In fact, they already have him wearing royal hats and saying that the sun comes out because of Kim Jong-il's grandfather, or Kim Jong-il's father, and Kim Jong-un, and all the rest of it. That's what we're fighting, is the stagnation of elites that don't want to compete and who want to dominate everybody. Now, here's the deal. I meant to do this the last few months, and so many times I don't get into the really weighty issues because I think at a subconscious level I feel like, as I know many of you feel, you know, that I'm not worthy to be trying to launch something this big. Well, none of us are worthy. All of us have fallen short. But it doesn't matter. The fact is we have a duty. And so I have procrastinated and written up notes many times. I don't know, 3 months ago I called for a second American revolution, a peaceful restoration, a plan. I had many constitutional top lawyers on that concurred with my analysis and said it's actually found in the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers, and gave different pathways for the basic plan I developed. It was just based on a re-upload of the Bill of Rights and Constitution via the Declaration of Independence. So it's not really my plan. I simply stated that a revolution, a restoration of the republic, when you hear about it is our right, our duty to throw off oppressive governments and to make new ones for the protection of the people's rights and liberties, to paraphrase the Declaration of Independence, that is the total plan there, stating the inherent right is in all of us. We, the people, are the boss. We are the sovereigns. And so the media has always sold a Declaration of Independence as a bad thing because it's saying the government can be abolished. And then they sold that like it will abolish the republic. It will abolish America. It will abolish D.C., the federal government. D.C. and the federal government has been overrun and captured, and the republic has been abolished, and even the American empire is to be phased out and abolished and transferred into NATO and the communist Chinese as the two main seats of power, with the United States as a Hessian mercenary military supply system. And even that's only a 10-year program, because after that, it goes total robot. I mean, this is the real world we're talking about. This is humans being phased out. This is humans not needed. And you can point at the slob-like public, point at ourselves. I'll point at myself. A shadow compared to my forebears, undoubtedly. Because adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. But as bent as I am, I'm not half as bent as the general public. And I don't take pleasure out of their societal deformities. I feel great pain in it because my children and my progeny and my bloodlines flow out into the future. And I stand between the past and the future, learning from both, wishing to go forward with good cheer and good heart and goodwill. Goodwill. I have goodwill. I want to build up. I don't want to be cynical. I don't want to cheat people and get ahead and laugh at them. I want to build them up, but the dangerous horde screaming for blood is being taught by the technocrats that they will tear apart those of us that produce and feed on us in a predatory implosion syndrome that I liken to a cannibalistic, neo-feudalistic, controlled road warrior collapse, which they call Agenda 21 and the post-industrial system. I mean, this is an epic time to be alive, an epic plan we face, epic eugenicist-based technocrat globalists who, you got to hand it to them, have had a long-term nightmare plan and have really carried a lot of it out. They're about 10 years behind. I mean, it's epic. And a lot of technocrats will say, well, Alex, they're in control, we're in control, speaking of themselves, we're going to win, and you should just try to join us. Isn't the fact that we're in control the evidence that we should be in charge? And I sat there and watched a lot of my family die of cancer. And I've watched friends die of cancer. I've watched people take their last breaths. Even though it was painful, it was important moments to experience that death, not to hide away from it, to see it, to know how transient we are. Out, out, brief candle, to quote Shakespeare. And I have sat there and watched people battle cancer. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. If cancer had a consciousness, it would think it was winning. No, you are not winning, and you do not have a right to be doing what you're doing, because your eugenics would be bad enough if you were killing the infirm and the stupid. But you are targeting the beautiful and the intelligent and the enlightened because you're threatened by it. And that is just beyond, beyond evil. You people are cancer. Now, I want to just take calls. I'm not going to go to news in the next 40 minutes. I'm going to take your calls, first-time callers, on how do you think we fix America and the world? What do you think the big false flag is going to be? What do you think of millions, $2 million worth of targets? Some of them are as low as $5 a piece. I don't know how many targets that is. Of children to be shot, old women, old men, all of them the new white al-Qaeda, the new shift to that. What do you think about that report? First-time callers, have your point ready. I will take a bunch of your calls. I'm in disciplined focus mode. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then I'll take your calls, and I'll start my engines on the news and a new refocus on the Second American Revolution and how it ties into headlines and how to wrest control of humanity from the jaws of the psychopathic technocrat guild. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22%. Off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me
By the way, Mortal Technique's in town right now. I think he's going to come over and do the nightly news with me tonight. So that should be an interesting interview tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Basically, we've announced the giant online film festival. That's Operation Paul Revere, a new video out on that subject. We're going to be playing a clip of that. Stocks plunge as Fed members admit endless bond buying will not fix the economy. That's just some of the news we're going to focus on in that area. But as I said, how do we defeat the globalists? We're going to be discussing that when I start the next hour and then go back into your calls. Right now, let's go to your phone calls that I was just speaking of. John in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there, Alex. I heard you kind of criticizing yourself. I often listen to the show, and I hear the neocons from time to time as well, and your worst show usually dwarfs their best show.
Oh, I know that. I'm just simply saying I want to refocus on real solutions, and that's exposing the crimes of the globalists and then talking about ways to defeat them. So I don't really want to get off into... I mean, I've already made my statements on how I'm going to try to focus the show. Go ahead and make your point. Thank you.
Yes. Also, I wanted to mention the modified atmosphere. Several months ago, I obtained, and I want to encourage others to do it. If they've already done it, great, and others should need to do this as well. Get a hold of a microscope. Get some rain samples. Look at your rain under a microscope. Look at what is falling on you. It's mind-boggling. I have water samples still that I have kept for several months in my refrigerator, and it's amazing what happens over the long term. The little glass containers I have the water in, when I first collected it, with a cap on it, if you shook it off, it looked like Santa Claus should be standing in there. And now, over the course of several months, all of those disgusting fibers and God knows what that's in there has all clumped together. And I just...
Well, you should shoot a YouTube video of that and show it, but that's really unscientific, and I'm not poo-pooing the fact that you're doing that. That's a good way to start out observing things, and I appreciate your call. Here's my issue with weather modification. Let's not exaggerate. There are 20,000 different papers. That's a conservative number. You can go look at it on Google. Universities, Department of Energy, other governments, UN treaties on weather modification, they call it all testing. And it's going on everywhere. Al Gore talked about it on Ellen last week, admitted it was going on, and said he thought it was a crazy idea, which is ridiculous, and then said, isn't the weather scary? And there's undoubtedly, I've interviewed, let's not exaggerate, 5-6 meteorologists, some of them that actually work at TV stations, saying, clearly you can see the jets come in, the military aircraft, block fronts, make fronts worse. It was in the San Antonio Express News like 15 years ago. There was a big flood, and it killed 34 people, I think, in one night in South Texas. And they said, the Navy says their weather mod spraying wasn't involved in this. Just a footnote in there. So my frustration is, I've done special reports. I've had guests on. I've promoted two films we sell. What in the world are they spraying, and why are they spraying? That are available at InfoWarsStore.com, where it goes through. I mean, I've sent my crew to weather mod conferences. And it's not just little companies doing it, making the ski slopes have snow. It's not just things like that. It's big, giant government and corporate operations. Bill Gates spends billions a year, with a B, manipulating hurricanes, manipulating snowstorms. And then we say, hey, the Russians say they control the weather. The Chinese are doing it. They're doing it in Dubai. Hey, our government pioneered this, and I've interviewed the father of weather weapons. I think he's still alive. He's like 95 years old, Ben Livingston. He first flew into hurricanes and typhoons and things. He could take a cloudless sky and flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail with 10 feet of water. That interview is up at PrisonPlanet.tv, the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston. And no one ever wants to talk about that or the aerosol spraying program or the Department of Energy programs or all the admissions. It's like it's all admitted that the government has declassified thousands of lethal chemical, biological, radiological releases on the public. And then every time I get called or somebody on the street, they're like, did you see the chemtrails? Will you talk more about them? Hey, you know, I think they're doing this. What do you think they're doing? I know exactly what they're doing. I have the patents where they add The barium salts, aluminum dioxide are the three major jet fuel manufacturers, part of a national security compartmentalization. It's then sprayed out even from those jets. They have specialized jets. It's all a public program. It's like, can we prove there's a new world order? It's all hiding in plain view. I mean, it's going on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's what the police said they were going to do. We're going to burn that house down, burn that effing house down, burn him up, bring in the fire, burn him up. Okay, the burners are placed. They're on fire. We have fire. Mission completed. The house is burned down. They're like, we didn't burn him down. That's a conspiracy theory. And CNN, as I predicted, said Alex Jones and his conspiracy theory that the police burned that down. Alex Jones is helping Dorner. Remember that clip from a few days ago? This shows that reality and common sense is what the system is at war with, because common sense says we have a big, fat criminal government and an establishment that's grown up around it that is feeding on us, and it needs to stop. Now, finishing up on the weather modification point that the last caller brought up, which is a very good point, that yes, there is all sorts of normal bacteria, spider webs, debris in the atmosphere. There's also the jet stream that goes over India and China that dumps over the Midwest, filled with toxic waste. They're always going, we found more toxic waste in the air, more taxes locally, more catalytic converters on your tractor. Nothing's coming out of the tractor but water vapor and carbon dioxide and some carbon monoxide, but they'll still tax you because China has everything burning dirty. Now, the river's catching on fire, dirtier environment than anywhere on Earth's ever had. But there's no discussion of that. It's all, we're going to shut your power plants down that are clean and let China have whatever they want because there's pollutants in the air. But never a discussion of where they came from. But on the issue of the weather modification, it's one of the biggest issues. And we've done special reports on it. We'll do more special reports on it. But look up UN treaties on weather modification, 1978. Look up the other treaties. It's all going on, and they're using bad weather. There is some unusual weather going on to devastate certain areas of the world, weather as a weapon. The Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, talked about in the April issue of Army Times, April 18th issue of Army Times, where he gave a press conference and talked about weather weapons. So, yes, weather weapons are real, and undoubtedly there's weather mod going on a giant scale. Yeah, there's the UN weapons tree. Let's scroll down and see if my memory was right about 78. Well, that's one on 1972. They must have updated it in 77 and then in 78. Yep. So I guess the latest version was 1978, started in 72. I mean, the point is, see, they know the public's so ignorant. They're like, I heard there's a UN. Never saw it, but heard it's there. I heard there's FEMA camps. I heard the military's trying to take our guns. Well, go watch my films. I mean, you'll see them trying to take your guns. You can read it in the newspaper if you want. I heard there's a plan to forcibly inoculate us. It's the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Yes, I just gave you the name of it. I heard there's a plan to have the Army have forced labor. Civilian inmate labor camp program. I mean, you type that into army.mil, you're going to get all the maps, the documents, the names, everything. See, it's all going on. Reality's going on, and then you've got what the TV heads are getting. I was talking to Weldon Henson last night. We went shooting yesterday evening with some of my other friends, the Steiners. And he was talking about, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment. But I like Hawaii Five-0, the new one. But he goes, I got to quit watching it. I'll get home tired on Monday nights, and he also plays country music four nights a week live. Pretty popular band, and Weldon Henson band. And he said, I'll get home with my wife, and I'll try to watch that and just forget about stuff. But it's the new generation. It's got Dano's son and McGarrett's son. And he said basically every episode lined up with Dorner exactly. While that was happening, that episode aired, where a Vietnam vet is shooting police officers sniper style, and the veterans and gun owners are bad, and Dano and McGarrett are like, we've got to get rid of the Second Amendment. I'm sure a lot of you saw the episode. It's a popular show. We've got to get rid of the Second Amendment, and there is no right to own guns. Guns are the problem, and McGarrett and Dano win the argument, and at the end, it's like time to turn all the guns in. The veterans are the terrorists, and of course, Weldon's an Air Force veteran. Was a bomb loader and worked on diagnostics and stuff. But the point is believe me, that's a veteran. That's a dangerous job. So all of this type of stuff goes on, and you get turned on television here, you're the terrorist. And again, it hasn't happened yet. They've got actuaries where they know vets aren't going to give your pension funds up or your guns, and they're going to have a war with you. And so the targets are of veterans, and the manuals are of veterans, and the TV shows are of veterans. Because it's not just the four shows. Weldon said, you better watch some other TV show. It's not just Founding Fathers and I Hate Paul Revere and all this stuff. It's every show. Every show my wife watches. People that don't take vaccines are child molesters. People that don't take vaccines are child murderers. People that are concerned about the government are terrorists. And the general public, who doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, can't find their butt with both hands. They're all being taught that those of us that are aware of this are the terrorists. And they're going to sick the general public on us when the depression really gets bad and say, take everything they got and we'll turn the money back on. Pass Obamacare, we'll turn the money back on. They're like, I'm going bankrupt. It costs twice as much. Everything's shutting down. More socialism will fix it. All right. Things are even worse. Communism will fix it. Okay. Things are even worse. Go to this forced labor camp. We'll feed you there. All right. You know, be a jail guard and help kill your neighbors. You'll get food. All right. This is how the authoritarians do it. And if you don't wake up to the mind control, it's over. And I said I'd take a bunch of calls. I'm going to move quickly. I cannot let the callers distract me, even though they're great points, to go off in dissertations. Let's go to Chad in South Carolina. You're on the air, Chad.
Hey, Alex, it's funny you were just mentioning those shows because you asked what the next false flag would be, and I think it's going to be power out, lights out. One reason I think that is the new NBC series, it's not new, but the revolution, or revolution. The lights go out and economy collapses.
No. Every show, every movie is the race memory for humans to expect, because humans are adaptive. The globalists say this. They're going to teach us that mass death, mass collapse is coming. So as they engineer the slow collapse, agenda 21, we will expect it. Yes.
So the revolution, the American flag is the rebel flag. Guns have been banned, and it's just they're putting this stuff out there, and we're going to get desensitized to it, like you said.
No, it's total psych warfare on record. I read articles 2 weeks ago where the head UN official Stanford, gave a speech and admitted, we've used the cinema, the dramas, and the sitcoms to get rid of the family. Now we're going to drop the hammer. It's an hour, 10-minute video admitting it. Do you understand, if you're a new listener, it's not a liberal bias. It's an authoritarian takeover bias. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So Fox News a couple days ago runs a show about China hacking the Intel network or Intel, and it runs the power grid. So they're saying, can you imagine what 7 days on the East Coast, and they said East Coast, would be without power? And that's the thing. It's like East Coast versus West Coast or Southeast versus the rest of the, you know, we have Texas.
And by the way, the globalist, again, set up China, set up the communist on record. It's declassified, publicly hiding in plain view. The elite are working China against America, but America against China. They want to kill the Chinese people. They want to get rid of us as well. It's that global elite allied with China. It's the globalist allied with China against Russia. Russia's corrupt as well. China's allied, though. And I agree with Joel Skousen. They plan on flipping that alliance at some point. But remember, the globalists are eugenicists. They're playing everyone off against each other. And yes, they're getting us ready for a false flag to blame the patriots, hackers, or China for power outages when everyone knows the real power grid is not hooked up to the internet. Stuxnet with the Iranians had to be injected directly into the industrial energy transference grid centers. The load balancing centers.
It sounds exactly like a false flag if they're saying China can hack in and they can't even attack our grid.
And it's total horse crap. And in fact, I think that was staged with the zombie hack, you know, up in Montana or Wyoming, where they hack into the TV station and go, zombies are taking over, the undead are rising from their graves. And that was hacking just the local computer for the federal EAS takeover system.
But as soon as the grid fails, you know the first thing is going to be everybody turn in your guns, just like Katrina, just like any event, you know?
No, that's it. They've set the default. Listen, 14 years ago, when I went to my first big urban warfare, it's 15 years ago, and I witnessed Marines trying to take our guns and training for America, and then I turned on CNN that night, who'd been there. Troops are training for Macedonian conflict to help with UN peacekeepers in Oakland today. And I had all the footage, and the public was so weak-minded. When I put that film out, they said, that's got to be fake. Even though it was real Marines, thousands of them, foreign troops, hovercraft, the Coronada amphibious attack ship, helicopters. You understand, mainline conservatives said, that can't be real. This guy had $20 million.
It all ties together, the bullets, the paper cutout targets, all of it. It's all coming together. And it's happening a lot faster under Obama, like you said. It would slow down under Romney, and it's just in hyperdrive under Obama. So I appreciate you taking my call, Mr. James.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. And look, I'll be honest. And I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it for the thousands and first. If this was a boss hog tyranny, where it was some arrogant boss hog corrupt system and it wanted to own stuff and run things, but the old arrogant type of, I want the country rich and big businesses and big cars and, you know, and girls in bikinis and, I mean, that's kind of the tyranny in the 40s and 50s before the globalists totally took over completely, the technocrats, was John Wayne and we're taking over. But that was still a boss hog corruption. I would be saying it was bad and I'd be against it, but I wouldn't be so desperate. like a cat in a box that's been thrown in the river trying to scrabble out of it somehow before I drowned. These globalists are scientists, and they're all into studying. That's why all the internet grid, the surveillance grids, the tracking, it's all about predicting the future. It's all about the elite becoming God. It's all about the elite living forever. Zuckerberg and Brin joined forces to extend life. France 24. Announcing new $3 million initiative every year for whoever comes up with life extension technologies. They find these things all the time. You hear about cures for this, cures for that, and they shelve them for the elite. They eat organic. They take clean vaccines. They get purified water. Their food's grown in greenhouses while they kill you. See, the good news is every weapon they release on us, they have to have a cure for. And it's easy to make a weapon. It's hard to have a cure. So, see, they're also scared that they might release something on us that'll mutate and get them. That's why they've got the bunkers. But all of this is a Moonraker scenario. But they're not going to go to space. They're going to go underground. That's why Ian Fleming, the big MI6 OSS guy, wrote Moonraker. Will you guys look up when Ian Fleming had a different name? I think he wrote Moonraker in the 50s. Where the elite industrialists release a bioweapon to kill everybody on Earth, but the bioweapon shuts down in 1 year, so they go off-world for 1 year to kill everybody to create the utopia. That's the plan. See, that isn't a movie, folks. That's their real plan. Just want to give you a little newsflash there. Oh, how's your SWAT team uniform matter to you now? And a lot of cops are laughing right now. Your child, a lot of you listening, will be diagnosed with cancer. You might want to go check the cancer numbers after that happens. You're not going to listen now. Moonraker, 1955, April 5th, Ian Fleming. It's a third novel by British author Ian Fleming, featuring a fictional British Secret Service agent, Commander James Bond. Folks, you better learn about the truth, okay? Not knowing the truth will kill you. We got a chance to beat this, but the enemy has going for him the fact that this is so over the top. It's so over the top that most people just can't get their minds around it. The truth is stranger than fiction. Michael in New York, people come together is what you want to talk about. Go ahead. Or Michelle.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you. I've been following you for years. You know, I think something really important for everyone to look at, it's a very simple thing. They've been using psychology, these psychopaths, against us for years, you know, starting back way before Willie Lynch. And that's why they have us all running now. We don't communicate with one another. And, you know, you're Republicans, well, I'm not going to talk to you, but you know what? We all share the same oppressors. And, you know, people may think they have the right answer, and it's hard to tell them you're wrong. But if you tell them I share the same oppressor as you, and I may not agree with you, but let's talk. We need to break bread. We need to sit down. We need to talk. We need to stop fighting with each other. Now, I tend to get frustrated oftentimes with people, but I try to communicate. I try to spread the word and talk. And that's the key. Our society, they've got us watching this crap on television. They've got us distracted with cell phones and all this other stuff that's not important.
No, nothing is allowed to be rolled out and made popular. Some things still squeak out. That's why they want a world government to clamp down and have full control. They don't have full control yet. That's the good news. The bad news is they've got dominant systematic programs in that will soon have control, and anything they allow to be rolled out is designed to hurt us, is designed to bring us down. It is a cold-blooded, total commitment against humanity.
Absolutely. I agree completely. And something I try to do is just help other people, spread the word, and, you know, and get ready, because it's getting worse every day. You know, I've been telling people for years. I worked with youth for many years, and I would tell them, and I would say, don't believe me. But don't believe them. Do your own research, you know, and it's getting scary. It's getting really scary. I see Bugs Bunny in a soup pot, and the fire's going around them, and the vegetables are in, and I see most of America tasting the stuff and saying, ooh, this tastes good, and they need to get out of the soup pot and do something.
Now, I hear you. Good analogy. Time to get out of the pot. They're going around cooking us like the Wicked Witch and Hansel and Gretel. I mean, just look at the globalist. It's the Wicked Witch, folks. I mean, it's just they bought $2 million worth of targets of little kids for the police to shoot, and then they defend it. The company defends it and says, well, Homeland Security asked for this. The bullets are for us. And it's not just the targets. We have the manuals. We have it all. Wayne in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex? You and Joel Skousen do some great work. In reference to the DHS targets, One of your other callers had said that those were the not-to-shoot targets.
No. It says to shoot. It says no hesitation under it. This may be something you face.
Right. I understand that. Back in the day, that's what it used to be. They'd put it up in, like, a Hogan's Alley. And that would come up.
Sure, but do you see how people automatically spin everything? Like, first, it can't be a real story. Well, then, no, you don't shoot the pregnant lady. No, it says, non-traditional target depicting a hostile pregnant woman in a nursery.
I understand that. And it's very dangerous, what they're doing right now.
And it says, this is to train you to take out the threat. I mean, it says it in English, and people can't believe it.
But do you understand what I'm saying? It's
yes.
A total reversal of what it used to
be. No, it's a total. Look, until 4 years ago, you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine. They knew it caused spontaneous miscarriages, and the baby lived, it would brain damage them. Now they say, oh, pregnant women need more shots.
Yeah,
you understand? They're just seeing what they can get away with.
We need a modern-day version of Thomas Paine's Common Sense. That's what we need.
We need to realize the enemy runs the government. That doesn't mean everybody in it, but the people running it are super evil. It just needs to be a mass awakening that, my God, we've got a bunch of psych warfare chiefs who are weird, anti-family, anti-human, power-tripping nuts who think they're going to merge with machines and become God in charge, and they're spiking the food and water, and they're killing people all over the world, cutting their food off, and they're absolutely out of control. Great points, Wayne. Derek, Michael, Jeremy, everybody else, your calls are coming up. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You guys, we have the possession of illegal fire!
stand tall and strong.
All right, I'm going to continue with your calls in this segment, the next. Then I'm going to get into the Second American Revolution and what we've got to do to restore the republic. Because I've got a message to the criminal foreign crime syndicates that run our government. I sit here and I watch and I study what you do every single day. I watch all the horrible things you do. I know you brag how it's an attribute to be cold-blooded and exterminate humans that are a disease on the face of the earth. And I see you selling that idea to the public, so we'll think of ourselves as trash and roll over and die, but that's not going to happen. I read the book World War Z because it's a big Brad Pitt film coming out. The film reportedly is in trouble with re-edits and things. But it's just all about... It was actually great that the zombies came to reduce population. What we needed was a Marxist system. And so it helped bring the UN into world power that the zombies took over. Because they weren't the real threat. The real threat was the individuals. You're like listening to Mark Hamill of Star Wars, because I also listen to the book on tape. In that fake New York accent, or East Coast accent, you know, my dad, I didn't listen to him about Marxism, but he was right. And the UN knew how to deal with the American gun owners. We hunted them down. The zombies were our friends. They helped deal with the gun owners as well. I mean, it's every movie, TV show. It's the veterans, the gun owners. They're the enemy. I mean, just see, the government is a foreign occupying power. Period. 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 And I know a lot of Americans are going to follow orders right into the pit of hell. But a lot of us are not going to do it. So let me just tell all the minions out there, you're not going to get away with this without one hell of a fight. Just get that through your pea brain. And I don't want to see you cut down. I don't want to see this engineered civil war. They've got all geared up and primed and ready. But they don't have almost every drama and show on TV getting ready for civil war and collapse and that the enemy's the gun owners because they're going to play tiddlywinks. This is a real operational program that they are considering hammering. They got multiple programs going. But right before 9/11, they said, here's Bin Laden. He's going to get you. What do you do when he attacks? Give your rights up. I saw the pre-programming. It's how I was able to say they were going to stage an attack. Doesn't mean there aren't Muslim extremists. Doesn't mean Al-Qaeda isn't real. The globalists created it. They run it today. Criminal globalist elements infiltrating our government, working with Al-Qaeda. Just like FBI doesn't know they work for the globalists, the average Al-Qaeda extremist actually thinks they're fighting for Allah. It's compartmentalization where the globalists run all the sides. Do you understand that? If you don't get that, it's over. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with some of your phone calls. Don't forget, our broadcast is listener-supported when you buy the books, the videos, the tapes, the T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. Three new films we're carrying that are very powerful. Behold the Pale Horse, America's Last Chance, with Charlie Daniels. Amazing, General Blake and others, and exposing the New World Order. This is great to get mainline conservatives to wake up to the New World Order, Agenda 21. A noble lie to understand false flag terror and Clinton's involvement and the Attorney General's involvement. He was Deputy Attorney General at the time. To wake Christians up, the tribulation is being used as a cop-out. After the tribulation, no, let no man be deceived. Very well done. Our best-selling film we're selling right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Purchase them. Have a viewing at your house. Give a copy to your neighbor, your boss, your employees. Buy the magazine in bulk at cost. Big color magazine, great way to wake people up. Give a gift subscription. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Got the new Obama Come and Take It Tyrant shirts. Bestseller there. And just fill our war chest, mid-air refueling, so I can accelerate to beyond attack speed. Because I'm coming in on my another attack run, and I need fuel in the engines. So load me with fuel. And I'm ready to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.